It's now time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball Podcast. Sit back, relax, and fill your ears with Turturro.
Man becomes preeminent. Preeminent. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Baseball.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's been a couple of weeks. We've been just me and my son here with Nick Turturro and Nick Turturro Sr. evaluating the trade deadline. It's been very interesting. A lot of action, a lot of winners, a lot of losers, but who knows what's going to happen. I'm not shocked, but I'm kind of disappointed that my Yankees haven't, you know, upgraded their starting pitching because, you know, we have a lot of question marks as far as Tanaka goes, Pineda, CeCe, who I just can't seem to get it done. But Nova and Eovaldi have been pretty good. Bullpen's been great. I wish they could have added somebody, but the team is going very well. So maybe they feel like they can get by with, you know, they're bringing up this kid Severino this week. It's going to be very interesting. But let's get to the trades. Tulowitzki, big move. I like it. I mean, I think Toronto is definitely upgraded. What do you think, Nick?
Well, I do like Tulowitzki as a player. I think he could be a superstar. I think he is a superstar, but he could take his talents to the next level. I just think it's kind of a gamble with him because he's known to get injured. But who knows? Let's see what happens. He's not a rental, so he's in the long term. So I guess the Toronto Blue Jays are looking at it as a franchise player because they don't really have one. Donaldson's great and all, but you know, he's really good, but he's just not a franchise player. He's a great addition to the team, as Bautista's coming towards the end of his career now. He's like in his late 30s, so, you know, it was a good move.
Yeah, but I mean, when you have a chance to add a Tulowitzki, I guess you got to take a shot, because with Donaldson, Tulowitzki, Encarnacion, Bautista, Smoke, kind of Justin Smoke coming back into his own, Russell Martin. It's a pretty imposing lineup. Now they added David Price, who seems excited and rejuvenated yesterday. The place was buzzing. I mean, they're only 5.5 out of, the Yankees don't have it wrapped up by any means. I mean, the Orioles are 5.5. But I would say the Blue Jays still have a shot at the division, as well as the wild card. I think they have a very good shot. I mean, you know, that lineup in that ballpark, I mean, they can definitely hit. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, pitching. But it's definitely going to make Toronto a scary team coming down the stretch. I mean, now what about Texas? Texas seems to be hot and cold. Now they're getting hot again a little bit. They have a shot at the wild card. I mean, there's a lot of teams not with great, you know, records, but definitely going to be a very interesting August and September. These are the dog days now. August is a big month, even though September is huge, but August is going to put you in the position for September, especially with the first and the second wild card. So they added Cole Hamels to a lineup that's still a very good lineup. I mean, Cole Hamels from the Phillies, I mean, I like that. I mean, I think Cole Hamels is definitely a number one kind of guy who could solidify that team and help them make a run for that playoff push. What do you think?
I like Hamels, but I do think that a lot of people were giving him too much credit for what he deserved, because even though he pitched on a bad team, his numbers still didn't show for it. I mean, you got to think about it. Chris Sale, who pitches for a bad team, his numbers are still unbelievable. I mean, if Cole Hamels was getting all this clout, but his numbers, to me, weren't showing for it. I mean, I understand that Texas needed a starting pitcher, so for them it's a benefit. But, you know, for a team like the Yankees or the Dodgers, it's not worth giving up so much young talent just for one guy who you don't know is going to be as good as you expect him to be. So we'll see. I think Texas, they made a good move for their team, but their team especially.
I agree. I actually do agree with that assessment, because I think the Yankees and other teams have been guilty of, you know, look at the A's last year. They went out and messed with the chemistry of the team when they traded Yoenis Cespedes and added Samardzija and Lester, and it didn't work out. It just wasn't a good fit. The chemistry was off. But I think the Yankees are being, I'm glad that they're giving, you know, some young guys a shot, and they've rebuilt the farm system, and you know, they have a good chemistry this year. Teixeira's having a great year. an MVP candidate. We were just looking at the numbers, man. He's really unbelievable. 70-something RBIs, almost 30 home runs. I mean, I almost thought Teixeira was done. I thought, A-Rod, we thought might be done, and A-Rod and Teixeira have been tremendous. I mean, these guys are turning back the clock, and now that we got Ellsbury back, Gardner's had a solid year. Chris Young has been really, really, people don't talk about him, but what a pickup. And Didi Gregorius has really come into his own. We thought he couldn't hit a lick in April, but every month he's gone up. He's actually hit over 300 in the month of July, and you could see his confidence booming. So McCann's had a solid year, good backup by John Ryan Murphy. The Yankees looking strong. The starting pitching is going to be a big thing. But I agree with, you know, not selling out for just one pitcher, not mortgaging, you know, the future. Let's get over to the Mets, man. The Mets, who have tremendous starting pitching, have made some good moves. They brought in some bats, Kelly Johnson and who's the other guy? Uribe, one Uribe clutch hitter. But the big move, I think, is Yoenis Cespedes, who's a very underrated player, who should do very well in the National League with the fastballs. And with David Wright maybe coming back, they Conforto, this kid came up. I mean, the Mets are now in first place by one game. Very exciting times for the Mets. I mean, I'm a big Cespedes fan, so are you. But I think the Mets are going to give the Nationals something to really think about. I'm not saying it's over. I'm not handing the Mets the division, but it's good to see that the Mets are finally starting to make a move, because with that pitching and a little bit of hitting, and they get in the postseason, watch out. The Mets could be very scary, very scary.
Yeah, just to follow up on Cespedes, that was, I think to me, that was the biggest move of the trade deadline, because he could be a type of caliber hitter that could be insanely big and very popular and dangerous. He showed it against Detroit in the playoffs a couple years ago when he was in Oakland. But him being in the shadows of Miguel Cabrera kind of hid, I wouldn't say hid his numbers, but he wasn't really as, you know, he wasn't being talked about. But him coming to New York, he has an opportunity at, one, becoming a superstar, and two, showing what he's about, you know, and he's gonna bring another star caliber player to the Mets. Hopefully, be with David Wright when he comes back, and they'll all, you know, have a good bond, and he'll hit really well. He's gonna have to be their power hitter. He'll be their Miggy for their team. Not as good, but you know, he's gonna have to play a big part in that position. But to me, honestly, The Dodgers, they made a good move on getting Latos, too. That they needed a solid starting pitching.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers are deep at starting pitching with Greinke and with Kershaw. Adding Latos will give them a little depth. You know, the Dodgers have definitely a good nucleus this year. It seems like a better nucleus than they had last year. But it all comes down to the Giants, too. The Giants are still a threat. The Giants still have won 3 out of 5 years. The Dodgers haven't gotten over that hump. And I expect to see them in the postseason, unless the Giants knock them out. I mean, but I would expect to see them at worst, you know, a wild card. The Pirates are an interesting team. They're having a great year, but the Cardinals are having a super year. So the Pirates didn't make any tremendous moves, but they've added a few little pieces here and there. The Royals added Johnny Cueto, who could be that number one guy to a team that's, you know, looking to go all the way and not come up a little short. Also, Ben Zobrist. I would say the Royals are a tough team, but, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs. They are a solid, solid team, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, last year they got on a roll. They caught fire. They won that one-game playoff by a hair. And then the rest is history. That kind of happens. You don't know if that's going to happen again. Even though, you know, now they have Cueto. Now they have a legitimate number one to go with a solid staff and that tough, tough bullpen. I think the Yankees bullpen could match up with, you know, with anybody. With Shreve, who no one's talking about. His kid they picked up from Atlanta. And also Betances and Miller, which I think is tremendous. The Angels added a lot of pieces. They added Victorino. They've added Dan Murphy, right? They also added somebody else, too. Who else did they add?
Not sure.
I'm not sure. I can't think of everybody. But I mean, the Angels have kind of been hot and cold. They got hot. They went in first. Now they lost six in a row. They won last night. And their pitching staff is a question mark because C.J. Wilson now is out for the year, it looks like. You know, they have a bunch of other starters who haven't been, like, lights out. So I don't know if I'm sold on the Angels. I do think they're a tough team and they're a competitive team, but, you know, it's you know, the whole thing is, do you have enough starting pitching to get to your bullpen, and how good is your bullpen? So it's going to be, I mean, it's a long way from over. There's still maybe some wire moves, some waiver moves. The Padres, we thought the Padres were going to unload a lot of guys, but that didn't seem to happen. You know, the Indians, I mean, they're not really going anywhere, the Indians. What do you look for in August? Who are the front runners, you think?
Front runners in each division in August. Yankees are going to stay in first, I think. I think if they could keep up their what they're doing in the series, at least getting two out of the three games, you know, I think if they could keep that up, they could be first in this division by the end of August. AL West, I'm not watching them enough, but it looks like, I guess, the Astros are pretty much the strongest team right now, I guess, because the Angels are too much in and out. They're really not a consistent team. You know, Mike Trout's a great player. Pujols is a great player. They're having a great season. Calhoun's a good player. But it's their pitching, which is the problem. They didn't really pick up a guy like Hamels or Price, which they really needed. But, you know, it happens. Another team that's probably going to be in first. Central, I get right now, I mean, the Twins and the Royals are pretty tough. So I give Royals the back end, though, because I think they have a little better offense. But you never know. Twins can come up big. We'll see. NL, I'll give the Mets, because I think Cespedes could rejuvenate their whole season. The Central, I give the Cardinals easily, no doubt about it. And by numbers, I give the Dodgers, because they usually win in the regular season, but in the postseason, for some reason, they can't find a way to win, which is, you know, their biggest problem, obviously. But we'll see. And I think that by the end of August, we'll see who really can make the big impact and take each division and show what they can do in the postseason in October.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Yankees are definitely going to be there. I think they will hold on to the division, but I'm looking at the wild card, and I'm thinking the Blue Jays have a really good shot at that wild card, because the Royals look like they're definitely going to take the division. I'm going to give the edge to the Astros picking up Kazmir. I forgot about that one. They just seem like they got a really good young team. And with Keuchel and then with Kazmir, I don't know if the Angels might come in as a wild card. They could be a second wild card. It could be the Yankees. It could be Houston and KC with the Angels and the Blue Jays. Orioles, Twins fighting it out for that other wild card. So it should be a very interesting August. We're going to see what happens here. You know, these divisions, you know, they can fluctuate. These teams could you know, lose 10 in a row and win 10 in a row. So things could change in a heartbeat. You don't know. It's not over. There's a lot of baseball left in the National League. I like the Mets. I don't know why. I like the Mets. I just think the Nationals have been up and down for whatever reason. You know, a lot of injuries, and maybe the Mets are starting to come of age and they have enough hitting to get over the hump and win that division, because the wild card will be hard in the West, because the Pirates have a very good record and they definitely look like a lock, as well as either the Dodgers or the Giants. So if the Giants or Dodgers flip-flop with the Pirates, the Mets, I think, would have to knock out the Nationals for that division. But it's going to be interesting. And, you know, the other teams, there's going to be a lot of spoilers. You know, I mean, that's what happens here, you know, when you don't have, you know, 55 teams in the race. But overall, I would say the big winners in the trade deadline were, in my opinion, the Royals, who made some really good moves with Zobrist and Cueto. Also the Blue Jays, and when they went for it with Tulowitzki and Price. The Mets picked up some nice pieces. I mean, the Rangers, you know, listen, they added Cole Hamels. That is a big thing for the Rangers because that gives them a shot at the wild card too. So I would say those are the big winners. I was a little surprised, you know, the Padres didn't unload more guys and the Yankees didn't make the kind of moves I thought they would make. But I guess they like the team. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure what's going to happen here, but I think it's going to be a very fun 55, 56 games left. And, you know, we'll be checking in with you. What do you think?
I think that, you know, I think there's only a couple complete teams in the MLB right now. Including, for me, I think the Yankees are one of them because not really any huge superstars anymore, and it's just a bunch of good players. And, you know, to win championships, you just need a bunch of good players who can mesh together. And, you know, I think like a team like the Angels who have two superstars, I mean, that's not, I don't think it's working out for them. You know, I don't know. I just think they're such an inconsistent team. They're just streaky. It doesn't really, they're just showing flashes of being great, you know. Dodgers, they show flashes of being great with their pitching, but they need to show up where it really counts. And that's what really matters at the end of the day. That's what the Giants do. The Giants show up where it counts. That's the playoffs. I mean, they won the wild card last year, and they ended up winning the World Series. So, I mean, they were the most complete team, but not by regular season. But when it came down to it, they took over. And, you know, that's what really matters. And with Toronto, we'll see how it is. You know, David Price, if he likes it there, he'll pitch great there. I mean, he had a great debut. Tulowitzki looks good there. I think they could be tough competitors, but, you know, it really comes down to when the pressure hits you and what can you do. So, yeah. So I say it's who comes down to who's the complete team.
Hey, well, that's a wrap. You know, that's the trade deadline. That's, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll be checking in periodically with you guys from Nick Turturro Jr., Nick Turturro III, Nick and Nick on the trade deadline and the second half and the winners and the losers. All right, we're out.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.